I do sessions for many, many years. And what I have found is people are incredibly stingy, or they just don't even think about the value of appreciation. And I don't know if you've ever worked for somebody who always tells you why things aren't going well. It has you go downhill. But if they say, listen, there are challenges, we've got to improve this, but I believe in you. I know you're capable of doing this. I see how you handled that, that meeting 3 weeks ago, and you did an excellent job. There's something about when people appreciate us that gives us a jolt of energy and a boost in our mood.
It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at MYBRadio.com. MYBRadio.com and on the 77 WABC app. Yep, I just have to give a shout out to all the great listeners. Nielsen, the Nielsen ratings have us in number 3. How do you like that? Coming in number 3 in New York AM radio, that's a big deal. And that's because we have great guests week in and week out. We talk about such a wide range of categories and professions. By the way, Nielsen is the global measurement and data analytics company. So it's a really big deal that we're number 3 in New York AM radio. And therefore, it's a special thank you. And as I was mentioning, we cover such a wide range of professions and categories: retail, entrepreneurship, marketing and advertising, time management, customer retention, leadership, real estate. Our guest tonight is someone that whenever we have him on, we've had him on a few times. Whenever we had him on, he has content that whatever industry you're in, whatever profession you're in, his material is so solid that it could benefit you. But it's radio, so I got to keep you in suspense just a little bit more. I mean, that's just how radio goes. I got to thank my team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG. Amazing team. They pull it together week in and week out. Srili, Michal, Bracha, Miriam, Malki, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Glenn, Matt, Chris, thank you. Of course, we're on so many channels, so many people tune in on Spotify. This show is going to be up on YouTube. Those YouTube episodes, we've had thousands and thousands of viewers on a regular basis. And you could pick up, by the way, on the dedicated website for this show, mybradio.com. You could pick up every single past episode we've had. The interview I had with Joseph Abood, the noted fashion design icon, Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at General Electric, so many other great guests, John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, and many, many other great business celebrities that we featured here on this show. And they're all available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Without further ado, Stephen Gaffney. Now, the backstory, I've shared it in the past, but I got to share it again. I picked up this book, Be a Change Champion. Now, he's written other books. Maybe he feels some of the other books are even better, but hey, I love this one. Mastering Momentum, 10 Factors for Sustaining the Boom and Avoiding the Bust of Change. Now, he wrote this years ago, but how appropriate when we're going through these challenging times during COVID-19, during the outbreak that happened in March, and unfortunately, there's been a resurgence. You know, may God protect us all. So he said, we have to get Stephen on. Because Stephen, I'm going to lob at you the number one question, which I know you know how to handle. So I know you've told me in the past, I can ask you anything. And I have, and you've always answered it. So we're good. First of all, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
It's always great being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. And we love having you. I'm going to ask you the question straight up because this is really the key question in everyone's mind. What are the keys to success in challenging times? Broad question, but you've got the shoulders for it.
The most important key is our mindset, our perspective, our attitude, the way we're being about change in challenging times. And when COVID hit, I realized that that's what people were suffering from. I mean, we can talk about a lot of things out there, but it's really our attitude and perspective. And take a look. Why are some people thriving during this time and some people are going downhill? in businesses. Now, some of it has to do with whatever business they're in, like the restaurant business is very, very tough.
Right.
But excluding those that they just almost don't even have much of a chance, the average business, how are some able to thrive and others are really, really struggling? What I realize is the most important thing is about our attitude and perspective. And I came upon and realized one day, it struck me, there are three types of human beings. And for those of you who are listening on radio, what I want you to do is kind of maybe mentally, or if you can stop and draw out on a piece of paper.
And by the way, I'm interrupting you, but this is beautiful. For those listening on radio, this entire episode will be up on YouTube. Give us a couple of weeks, and you'll be able to watch, because Stephen is such a master at this. And by the way, his clients include, what, the FBI? I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to say that? Or we're allowed to say that?
You can say anything.
Okay. But he has some pretty high
companies and organizations.
He has some pretty high profile clients. And he's going to his trade, his tactics, and that's why we're having this as a video episode. And he's drawing it out. So therefore, those are encouraged to go to the YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Ethan Saftless, and you can go to MYB Radio. If you click on this episode, it will take you to the YouTube clip when it goes live. So sorry for interrupting you there, Steve, but yeah, it's great that you're charting this out on the whiteboard. Thank you.
No problem. So if you draw a horizontal line, and on the left-hand side, you write powerless, and then in the middle, draw like a demarcation in the middle of the horizontal line and write conditional.
Wow.
And then on the far right, put powerful. And what I'm going to suggest is there are three types of human beings: powerless human beings, conditional human beings, and powerful human beings. So let's start on the left-hand side, powerless human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Powerless human beings are the kind of people that view that they don't have much power. They typically say, what difference can I make? I'm only one person here. How am I supposed to make a difference? In companies, they slow a lot of people down because they're always talking about how they just don't have much power. Conditional human beings recognize they do have power, but that's the kind of person who says to you, well, I can get this done as long as they do something, as long as this is done. They're always creating a condition. They can never just say, I'm going to get this done. And that is powerful human beings. Powerful human beings recognize their obstacles. They recognize their challenges. But they say, in the face of opposition, in the face of tremendous challenges, I'm going to find a way. They're the kind of person that will say, yes, there are challenges and obstacles, but I'll get this done. And if I have any problems, I will let you know as soon as I realize that it's going to be tough. So they approach it like two things to consider. One is, anything is possible. And second, I'm 100% responsible for my experience and my life. And what this looks like is we can't always choose the stimulus, but we can always choose the response. So what I noticed in the COVID period, mm-hmm. when this first initially hit, and now we have the second wave, you probably saw a lot of powerful human beings become conditional, and a lot of conditional human beings became powerless, mm-hmm. and some powerless human beings became frozen. They probably said, I don't know what to do.
Right.
So in times of challenge, in great challenges, people shift to the left. But leadership is about shifting to the right. Mm. It's about keeping ourselves powerful and motivating others to be powerful.
Now,
is this making sense?
Yeah,
it's
making a tremendous amount of sense. First question, how does someone know, or is there some type of assessment tool for a person to know how they are hardwired in regards to your diagram?
Great question. I think one of the things is my experience is when I explain this distinction, people can, and I ask audiences or I ask groups of people, and I do a lot of work with top leadership teams, I'll ask them, where do they place themselves and where do they place the workforce? And right now what I'm hearing for a lot of people is they're seeing their workforce become conditional and powerless.
Mm.
Well, here's the thing. When people are powerless or conditional, they slow things up. They're the kind of person that will say, hey, I sent them an email. I made some calls. I'm waiting to hear back. But see, powerful people say, I'm going to keep calling that person. I'm going to do what it takes to make it successful. So one of the questions we can ask ourselves is, during these challenging times, do we think that anything is possible? Somehow we're finding a way, or are we building excuses in our mind? And listen, there are challenges. There is no doubt about it. Right now, with over 200,000 deaths, it's a horrible situation,
right?
But there are also potential breakthroughs that are happening. in the health industry and many industries because they're finding a way. So it's really how you view life. Do you sit there and say, what difference can I make? I'm only one person. Or are we saying, I will find a way? Like in marriage, is a person saying, you know, look, I do what I can, you know, there's not much I can do. Or are they saying, well, it depends on this person, that's conditional. Or do I say, I'm gonna make a great marriage. I'm gonna make a great working situation. I'm gonna make a really great relationship. I'm gonna have fantastic relationships with my kids. Whatever it is, it's that attitude and perspective. And this is what I saw, because a lot of people, they just never think about it. But here's the problem. When we shift to the left, towards conditional and powerless, our happiness goes down. We just, our quality of life goes down. Take a look at this and think about, it's hard to see it with ourselves, but we'll often see it with other people, where you might see somebody who's just not really happy. They often will view, what difference can I make? I'm only one person here. Right now, I'm actually hearing people who seem to be waiting to live their life until a vaccine comes out. Now, I'm not saying a vaccine is not important.
Right,
it absolutely is important.
Right.
You know, my parents, you know, I want them to stay in their home and be, you know, make sure they follow everything.
Right. Safe.
I want to make sure that people follow the right protocol, obviously, with masks and everything else.
Right.
But what I'm talking about is, are we focused on what we're waiting for other people? Or are we saying, what am I going to do about the situation? Now, there are things that are out of our control, right? Vaccine being one of them. But are we living our life? Are we living our best life possible now? So I see some people just sitting there watching the news and getting spiraled around all the politics and everything else. Okay, it's good to know it. But what are you going to do? What am I going to do about the situation? So I actually have many techniques and strategies that we can cover in this about how we can keep ourselves powerful and motivate other people to be powerful. Because let me just say one last
thing. Sure.
Just, you know, as before we get into this even further. Listen, we all have bad days. We all have stretches. We all have situations where we can be conditional and powerless. You know, when COVID hit, I mean, my gosh, I shifted to the left. I was like, you know, oh my gosh, this is going to be really challenging because my business was predicated on in person.
Right.
But you know what? I said, what am I going to do about this? And now I've switched to Zoom and all these other methods.
Folks, you're getting a taste of why we're always after Stephen Gaffney. And it's true. He always hits it out. And of course, we're all waiting for him to follow through on what he just mentioned. But we're going to take a short commercial break. Before we go to the break, Stephen, how could people find out more and to get in touch with the services that you offer for corporate clients?
Great, thank you. The easiest way is to go to our website, justbehonest.com. That's justbehonest.com, and there's a way to contact us. My email is stephen@stephengaffney.com, and my phone number, our work line, is 703-241-7796. That's 703-241-7796. But justbehonest.com, got all that information, and they can reach us through the website.
By the way, what a URL. Did you grab that, or did you have to go buy that from someone?
We grabbed it because it's out of the first book I ever wrote called Just Be Honest.
That's amazing.
But fortunately, we grabbed URL real quick.
That's an honest answer, right? I'm just kidding. We'll be right back with Stephen right after this. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis and with Stephen Gaffney here on 77 WABC. And we're talking about the keys to success in challenging times. Stephen has been speaking about this for decades. And of course, you know, with the with the unfortunate and the terrible situation regarding the pandemic that we're going through. Now more than ever, we needed someone like Stephen on. Before the break, by the way, in case you're just tuning in, good news is this entire episode will be up at MYBRadio.com. MYBRadio.com, that's the platform that hosts every single show we've had here on this great program. And it will have this entire show as well. In addition, this one will be this one is being videoed, and it will be up on YouTube, and therefore you're going to get to see the whiteboard, that the good old-fashioned 3M posted whiteboard that Stephen has behind him, where he's charting out powerful, powerless, conditional. He's making it all make sense, so you don't have to scratch your head. What is he talking about? You'll be able to see it on YouTube as well. Before the break, Stephen, you mentioned that you're going to then follow through and give suggestions how people could, I don't want to say fix their mindset, but, you know, properly position their mindset so that they could go from powerless to powerful, and in order to get things done, in order to have an execution mindset. Stephen, all yours.
Well, there's 9 strategies I'd like to go through, time permitting. The first one is awareness. Now, this sounds so simple, and you're like, okay, awareness. But really, what I found out is that people often don't even think this way, and they slip themselves into conditional and powerless instead of saying, wait, what am I going to do about this situation? Let me give you a specific example. Sure. In my life. Mm-hmm. In 2009, I got diagnosed with cancer. Mm-hmm. I'm completely fine today.
Thank God.
But 2009 was also in the middle of the Great Recession.
That's right.
And so if you can think about it, the Great Recession hits, I have a health situation, and what's the first thing to go in most businesses was consulting, training, that type of business, right. My type of business. And so faced with a tremendous amount of headwind, I thought to myself, well, I can't control the economy, but I can control how I respond. I can't control that I have cancer, but I can control how I'm going to approach cancer. And so what I realized was maybe this is actually an opportunity to kind of relook at my business. I retooled some things, focused 100% of my energies on what I could control. And from that year on, from those years on, I've had my best years in business. It's not that I've been that smart. It's been that I spend 100% of my energy on what I can control. So here's a takeaway.
Sure.
You're sitting at home or wherever you're listening to this or watching. The question is, it's important to know about the news. But are you sitting there watching CNN or whatever your station is over and over and over and over and over and over again? Are you focused on all the things we can't control? Are you sitting there saying, what can I control? I remember I was doing a session for a client of mine about a couple months ago, and my client shared, you know, how this has been one of the best times for him. And in the face of some of the challenges, you might say, well, how could they be the best times? Well, because he spent this time spending time with his family.
Wow.
He said, I've spent more time with my kids and at home and then I work, right? I work during the day, but it's been a tremendously great time. So listen, it's a horrific time for so many people.
Right.
And, you know, so many people passed away. And I don't want to kind of spin this into like, well, who cares?
No,
this
not.
Is horrible. But given we have challenging times,
right.
The question is, what are we going to do about this? And that's what I'm talking about. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. We're ready to go to the second of the 9 on your list.
Okay. Before I get there, though, I want to say one more thing about awareness and the power of it.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that when you're in a good mood, you're smarter? I've really noticed that. When you're in a good mood, you're smarter. And that's what I'm talking about, being aware of this, because sometimes we're in a poor mood, said differently, a powerless or conditional. And what I have found out, when we're in a good mood, we have more access to our intelligence. You ever been in a good mood and somebody throws out a problem and you're like, hey, I'll figure out an answer. But you ever been in a bad mood and somebody throws out a problem and you're like, oh, another problem. So being aware of this is really, really critical. Anyway. So
by the way, you know, just a who's the head of strategic coach?
Dan Sullivan.
Dan Sullivan. Okay, so I was at an event, and Dan Sullivan says, by a raise of hands, and again, it's a room full of executives, by a raise of hands, how many of you have found that when you're really tired, everyone around you is really stupid? I knew you'd love that one. So
It's so true, right? Our mood actually impacts our intelligence. Yes. So why am I bringing this up? A side point, as an executive, people, what they really need to do is look at morale in the workplace. This is right. really important right. because one of the things I think that we aren't talking about, but really need to get talked about, is that I think we're headed towards a lot of people burning out and having a lot of problems. So when COVID hit, you know, people were bragged around the productivity, and absolutely people did, but we're not really thinking this through, and then I'll continue on, mm-hmm. but I just want to make a side point, because I'm seeing now in the workplace where I don't think it's getting enough attention, people's mental health, their perspective, and their attitude, because it looks like it's working, but I actually think that certain things are showing some challenges. Mm-hmm. So let me give you an example of what I mean by that.
Sure.
Is that if I, or the analogy I like to use, it's like we were told to run a sprint. Okay, I can get through this, mm-hmm. get through the next few months, do this, do that. And most businesses, they shifted on a dime, right? So one of my clients, he said, we went from 750 people working virtually to 9,000 people working virtually. And organizations have done what it takes to make it happen. And hats off to all the employees out there, because you have made this happen. Mm-hmm. So you're running a sprint, and then suddenly says, well, wait a minute. It actually is going to be a marathon. It's going to be a lot longer than you thought. And then you're starting to adjust your speed, because it's like, oh, this is going to be a little bit.
Right.
And now it's a never-ending marathon. We're not exactly sure when the end could be.
Right.
Could be short. Could be longer. Right. We just don't know. And I think this is beginning to reveal a lot of challenges. I think where sometimes people neglected certain things, it's creeping up. And so, for example, Zoom and virtual stuff is fantastic. I do all my sessions over virtual.
Right.
But they've also done a lot of studies where something happens when you're in person. There's that physical kind of presence with people. You look at them in the eyes, where now Zoom is you kind of look in the eyes, but you're really looking off after the picture, so you're not really looking at the camera, right? And I don't want to exaggerate this, because I think there's so much, and I've been able to, with my clients, produce some fantastic results. But what I'm saying is there are things that we really need to look at. So looking at this whole thing, powerless, conditional, and powerful, mm-hmm. we really need to look at people's mood and morale and make sure there are a well-being. They're taking care of their well-being. So a little side note.
Sure.
What I think companies need to do is make sure you pulse check your employees. See how they're doing. Sometimes you got to call people and say, hey, how you doing? In our Zoom meetings, most companies are getting right down to business. No problem. But we've missed a lot of small talk. We're not like walking by people, the water cooler, having lunch. We're missing that small talk. So you've got to make that happen and check in with people, see how they're doing. So I can continue. I don't know if we're about to head to a commercial break or not.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'd love to go already before the break to point number two. Again, we started with awareness. We're ready for two.
All right. Number two, intentional disruption. Intentional disruption is that we intentionally disrupt a pattern. Human beings are creatures of patterns. We tend to do the same old thing. So think about this. We get up, we do certain things, we approach people in the same way. In fact, people say, I'll say this, and they'll say this, and I'll say this, and they'll say this.
Right.
And so what I usually say is, okay, that's great if you're getting the result you want. But if it isn't, you got to break that pattern. You know, Albert Einstein is the one that said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Right. But people tend to do that. It's like, you gotta shake things up. So if you don't know what to do, do something different. So intentional disruption is you disrupt the patterns. So here's what I mean. There's two types of intentional disruption, physical and mental. Physical disruption is where you're sitting there and suddenly you're in kind of a bad spirits or bad mood or whatever, and you get up, you walk, you take a walk. You go talk to somebody. I can call my friend Reza. Reza is a great guy, and he has a tremendous sense of humor. And I can be in the toughest mood or have something bad happen. I can call him up, and he will instantly make me laugh about the situation. He just gives me a good perspective, but it jolts me out of that.
Right.
So calling a friend, getting up, taking a break, listening to music, watching something on Netflix, maybe in the evening or whatever the case may be, but you got to change physically doing something. If there's something that's not going right, you have to do something different. They have done a lot of studies with people who do physical exercise on how important it is to boost up our spirits and impact depression. So my point is, do something different. But the absolute worst thing you can do, the absolute worst thing you can do is wallow in that pattern. You just sit there and you think more about it and more about it. You know, so there's a lot of variances. A friend of mine will actually, he'll go in the bathroom and splash water on his face. Whatever it is, change and break the pattern. Those are physical ways, and then we can get into the mental aspect as well.
Amazing. Before we go to a break, because we're on video anyways, I'm going to show what I do here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG. What happens if we run into a challenge? Steve, you remember this?
Yeah, I love it.
So what I do is we start, I'm holding an Etch-A-Sketch. The good old fashioned, yeah, you millennials, you won't know what I'm talking about. You go in this and then you shake it up like that. You shake it up. And then you say, all right, are we ready to go to the next? Are we ready to, are we open? Are we ready for the challenge now? Are we ready? Challenge, we're done with the challenge. We're ready for the solution now. But it, I love it. Intentional disruption. And this is what I do here. I have the Etch-A-Sketch. Thank God I don't need to go to it too often. But when I do, when we have to just shake it up and say, wait, let's try something new. Let's open the mindset. I take out the Etch-A-Sketch. Do you approve of that, Steven?
I love it. I love any technique that'll break the pattern. Here's another example. You kind of sense maybe you're in the middle of a Zoom meeting or whatever, and some things are tense. You say, hey, time out. Who's got a great joke? That would be intentional disruption.
Yeah.
Or you just basically do something different that has people going off a different direction, which verges on this, what I'm calling mental intentional disruption. Do we have time to do that before going to the break?
Yeah, get it in. Yeah, sure. Okay.
So mental intentional disruption is asking different questions. So whoever asks the, you may want to write this down or think about this. Whoever asks the questions controls the conversation. It's not who's talking, it's whoever asks the questions controls the conversation. So here's an example. I was at dinner with some friends of mine, and this a couple friend of mine, they were getting an argument in front of us. And I just said, you know, so tell me something you love about him. And she like, her head jolted back. And she kind of smiled and she said, and she started to say what was great. And suddenly the mood picked up. The whole dinner just shifted because she started thinking about great things and she was saying it, and that spurred on a great conversation.
Amazing.
What I'm talking about mental disruption is use the art of questions. You use it on yourself. For example, if you say, no good deed goes unpunished, what's wrong with here? Why is life going to, you know, all the bad things? That's what you're going to focus on versus saying, what can you do better? And we can talk more about that.
We're going to go to a commercial break. Before we do, Steven, how could people get in touch with you and find out more about the services that you offer in corporate America?
Thank you. If they go to justbehonest.com, that's justbehonest.com. And you can see, find out more about us and be able to contact us. But I also want to say something. If they use something out of what we're teaching today and they send me an email, they contact us, I'll send the very first book I wrote called Just Be Honest. I'll send them that book, the electronic version, for free. I want people to use the strategies that we're talking about. It's just so rewarding to hear how people produce results. So if you go to the website, justbehonest.com, and there's a place to way to contact us and say, hey, I use the strategy, we'll send you the very first book I wrote called justbehonest.com for free. It's the electronic version because I want people to use this. Just
so
go to justbehonest.com.
So special. We're going to go to a commercial break. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
We educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Hey, we're having a good time. We are, and Stephen Gaffney. But more importantly, we're talking about real, I think is just the best word here. The real secrets on how to get you ahead in today's business world. He wrote the book, Be a Change Champion, and he wrote many, many books. Just Be Honest, and that's his website, justbehonest.com. And Stephen is sought out by many in corporate America, many executives, many companies. And I slipped earlier in the show. If you heard what I said, great. If not, I'm not going to repeat it, who one of his clients are. Okay? But for those that will watch, you know, watch the whole YouTube episode, it will be there. We're not denying it, but he's well sought after. And we're talking about the keys to success in any challenge, and of course during challenging times. During the previous segment, we discussed awareness and intentional disruption. That's two out of nine. Stephen, I believe we can get to all nine. The floor is yours.
One more thing I want to say about intentional disruption, because it's really important. Sure. Around the mental intentional disruption, and that is the idea of asking different questions, even in meetings and in business conversations. So have you ever had somebody in your life who continues to complain? You can actually fix that or change it by just saying, well, what would you suggest? If you keep asking the question, what would you suggest? It becomes a solution-oriented conversation rather than stuck in the past. That's intentional disruption. Allowing them to just wallow in their, you know, the problem, and you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, how do we get this? You just say, what would you suggest? What would it take to move forward? How can I help you? How can I support you? Just keep asking that question, and that's a way to intentionally disrupt what's going on.
Amazing.
So third technique is to visualize success. Visualize you being powerful now. Again, what I have found out is people who survive and thrive during very challenging times, they have this powerful mindset that basically views that anything is possible and I'm 100% responsible for my life. In other words, I'm not always the cause of whatever the stimulus, what's happening, but I'm 100% responsible for how I'm going to respond to the situation and how I'm going to focus on this. So visualize yourself being successful. Now, this sounds so simple, right? But I think people don't do that. We tend to forget. I often will say to somebody, well, what do you want to achieve? And they're like, and they start rambling. You can't achieve what you cannot see. Let me say that again. You cannot achieve what you cannot see. So in other words, what is the vision? Where are you going with this? So what I do with a lot of audiences and a lot of organizations now is I have them write a paragraph of them being powerful, the team being powerful now. Wow. And then I have them find a picture of the team being powerful now. And here's what's interesting. As soon as they show the picture, they come to life. And so what we want to do is visualize, and if we're going to use words, paint a picture in the other person's mind's eye, or at least in ours, about what it's going to take to be powerful, and then be powerful now. You don't need to wait. This isn't something to work at. Just be powerful now. What are you going to do about the situation? That's technique number three. Technique number four is another favorite of mine called reframe to refocus. Reframe to refocus. So when we look at situations, many people are actually looking at this COVID situation, the pandemic, and saying, how do we get back to normal? Or what's the new normal? Which I think is so ridiculous. Man. Because if I say what's the new normal is going to be, that's like a stationary period. What are we going to say? And now we've reached the new normal. We've reached it. We've arrived. No, it's going to be another change, another problem, another issue, another thing to overcome. Nothing bad, but it's just natural of what's going to happen. So what do you do? A reframe on the whole situation is we are always evolving. So this crisis is actually causing us to evolve. So one of the ways a reframe that I use a lot with organizations is I try to tell them, or I caution them against using the word change and replace it with evolve. An example, I had a client of mine that announced a big reorg. And what happens when you have a big reorg? People, you know, are often resistant. And they usually say, what's wrong with the way we had it before?
You cover it in here. You cover it in here.
But what if we just said, look, there's nothing wrong with what we had it before. We are now evolving to the next step. If we are not progressing in life, we are regressing. So what if we change the word from change to evolve? And that's much more what's going to happen. What's going to happen is out of this COVID pandemic period is we will, as a society, evolve to even better. And you know what? Here's the thing, and this is what I say to people. And if we had to stop right here, here would be a key headline that's important to me that I think we all need to look at. We owe it to the people who have passed away during this pandemic to take the gold from this horrible situation to improve society and improve our lives. We owe it to them. Mm. We need to do something, move forward. So a great reframe on this whole thing is we are evolving, we are going to grow. Do you know this will be the very first sickness that was ever treated where the majority of patients were treated without ever going into a doctor's office or a hospital. The majority, I had COVID. I was treated by just, you know, with these telehealth visits primarily. Mm-hmm. And you know, unfortunately, I had a very mild case. But the point is, the majority of people who have been treated will have been treated without going into a doctor's office or a hospital. Now, what's the goal in that? Because we have pierced the kind of veil of telehealth. We are light years of where we would have been.
Right.
Insurance companies have gotten behind this. So check this out. This is what's so exciting. You can now, if you or I ever, you know, God forbid, suffer from an illness, we don't have to just look at who's around us getting to the doctor's office. If you found out in the Ukraine there was a doctor that specialized in what you have, now a lot of doctors, a lot of medical facilities are set up really well to do a telehealth visit. You could have access. When I suffered from cancer in 2009, I flew out to see Dr. Einhorn, who was in, I think, Indianapolis, if I remember correctly. And so, but now, guess what? I could send the lab results and I could have a telehealth. We have access to some of the best experts in the world right now. So this is what I'm talking about, a reframe to refocus. We need to reframe the situation. Another reframe is a breakdown is a prelude to a breakthrough. Right? Instead of saying it's just a problem, we need to overcome it. What if the problem is set up so we have a breakthrough and we are better than we ever were before? Now that's exciting.
Right.
That excites people to take care of the problems. That's what I'm talking about, reframe to refocus people's energy. Because whatever we focus on in life grows. So reframe to refocus.
Amazing. Number five.
All right. Number five is to manage your input. You know, Nito Cobain is a mentor of mine, and I remember years ago, and incidentally, people should look him up. Nito Cobain is fantastic. He's written a bunch of business books, but he's the president of High Point University, and he has turned around that university. I mean, it's a fantastic job. But I remember listening to him, and he said, we are a product of the five people we spend the most time with. We are a product of the five people we spend the most time with. So when you think about it, If we want to be powerful, are we surrounded by powerful people, or are we surrounded by doom and gloom, naysayers, or what? So one of the ways to maintain a good mindset is to look at who we're surrounded by. Back to 2009, right? So my cancer situation and the recession. I made sure I didn't hang out, associate much, as at least as little as I could. I distanced myself from anybody who was doom and gloom about the economy, about the consulting business, about the training business. Why? I'm aware of the challenges, but I wanted to hang around with and talk to people who believe that there's got to be a way. Right. Because if you've ever been around toxic, negative people, they are a cancer. It will infect your mind. So if you manage your input, you'll actually have a better output. You ever notice in life when you're down, I always think people's advice is so silly. I was about to say stupid, but I'm not sure that's appropriate. But anyway, I just said it. Anyway, so you're down in life and somebody goes, well, just cheer up. Just cheer up. Or how about this? You're stressed. Well, don't get so stressed. Don't you just want to say, oh my gosh, that's brilliant. I'm down. I just need to be optimistic. Or I'm stressed. I just need to not be so stressed. It's so silly about this. And all we need to do, and you're sitting there going, well, I want to be that way. So here's what we need to do. Find people who are like that, hang out with them. And, you know, you can't always pick and choose who you're around, but you can definitely gauge how much time you're spending with people you're spending. So who you invest the time with is who you will become. You don't like your output, change your input. So manage your input to change your output. Is this resonating or how's this sound?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what the challenge that we're going to have is we're going to run out of time. And it's always a challenge when I have, really with every guest, they always say the same thing. Man, the time went so fast. especially with Steve. We have 6, 7, 8, 9. We got 4 to go. You know what? We'll do it after the commercial break. Before we go to a break, Steven, how can people get in touch with you and to find out how you've turned so many companies around?
Yeah, thank you. And also, I know we kind of mentioned something about clients. So Marriott's a big client of mine. Lockheed Martin has been a big client of mine. Bear Gold, which is the number one gold producer in the world, has been a client of mine. There's a lot of clients that I have that have cut across all these different industries, which the important point here is that I take these strategies and from all different industries. The U.S. military has been a client of mine, the Marines, the Air Force, the Navy. And the reason why I say this is because I think we suffer from incestuous thinking in certain industries and market segments, and we can learn a lot by looking how other people deal with things in other industries. Yeah. That's why it's important. Well, how they can learn about me is to go to justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com. And if they write me an email or contact us and say they use something out of what we talked about, we'll send the very first book I wrote for free, the electronic version of it, justbehonest.com. So they just go to justbehonest.com and say that and send us a message, and we'll send the electronic version for free.
Amazing. We're going to go to a commercial break. Stay tuned.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free 1 minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text sign up on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519 or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My gosh, less than 10 minutes to the end of the show. The time goes so fast, especially when we have Stephen Gaffney on. Stephen, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course.
I love being on your show.
Of course. Well, thank you. Thank you. And of course, you'll be back because we love having you on. We're talking about the keys to success in challenging times. And as Steve, as his one of his great traits is he breaks it out into pieces that make it so understandable, yet they're packed with so much insight, but yet they're really, for anyone out there in any profession, you just get, you know what, this guy gets it. And he's saying things that I can implement. And you explain it so well. We've already gone through 5 out of the 9 points that you've broken out in terms of keys to success in challenging times. We have 4 to go. We have 7.5 minutes. Stephen, it's not the biggest challenge you've ever faced. Take it away.
All right, thank you. Next one is believe that you and others are powerful. You know, the power of belief is really, really important. I think it's just easy to forget about this, but, you know, I can cite all the studies, but I mean, everybody kind of intuitively or have actually heard of the placebo effect and the difference it makes. If you believe something, and what did Henry Ford say? If you believe you can or you believe you can't, you'll be right.
Yep. Yep.
So much is about the power of belief. But, you know, my favorite story, which has been said so often, so I won't spend much time, but, you know, Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile in 1954, mm-hmm. never been done before. But what's most astonishing is it's never been done before. He breaks it and 46 days later, just 46 days later, it's never been done before. He breaks it 46 days later. John Landy breaks his record. So just think about that. And then runner after runner broke it. The point is that if we believe it, they're more likely to achieve it, right? And so we really need to believe it. And some of the reasons why we don't get the most out of people or even out of ourselves is we're skeptical. So we really need to look at our powering beliefs and our disempowering beliefs. Some of us have negative disempowering beliefs. We could do a whole show on that, but it's something I want to make sure people are aware of. So that's the next technique. So where are we at?
We're up to seven.
All right, number 7. We're up to 7. So 7 is act and you will become. Act and you will become. You know, there's this fake it till you make it. But, you know, the way I like to explain this to people is if you start acting powerful, you'll just be powerful. So here's the way I like to get people thinking about it. Imagine you're going to be casted in a movie and you're going to play a powerful you. Mm-hmm. That's it. You're playing a powerful you. How would you walk? What would your stance? How would you approach life? Just start doing this. There's an incredible mind-body connection that people forget about all the time. But here's the thing. If you keep smiling, it's hard to stay depressed. It just is. If you start moving, if you start acting in a certain way, you will become that way. So if you don't feel it, just start acting that way. And people might say, but it's not natural. You know, it's not me. Well, how's it working the way you're doing it?
Yeah.
Do something different. Yeah. Start acting that way. Maybe smile a little bit more or maybe share more thoughts about things and say nice things to people, which we'll get to. But the idea is act and you will become, you know, that whole fake it till you make it. But I don't like fake it because it seems insincere.
Yeah.
And here's the point. Within us, we do have that powerful being. Look, we all were born on this planet. All kids are born on this planet being outspoken and are dreamers. And what happens? People start to crush our dreams. Well, here's the thing. If we learn to not be so powerful, we can relearn and be powerful. So act and you will become. It's a very, very important way to do it. Next technique is increase the pain-gain gap. The pain-gain gap. You know, people are 2 to 3 times more likely to avoid pain than to seek gain. Let me say that again. People are 2 to 3 times more likely to avoid pain than to seek gain. It's really important to take a hard look. How's it working being conditional or powerless? I mean, maybe you want to say to a friend, look, you approach things like, you know, doom and gloom that, you know, what difference can you make? How does that feel? What's the consequences? You know, this is your life now. What I've said to people is, of course we want to wait. You know, of course we want to, of course we want the vaccine. Of quickly as possible, the medications as quickly as possible. But you kind of want to live your life now. Do you want to say that the last 6 months or the next 6 months, you didn't give it all you have? Enjoy your life within the parameters of what's healthy and do all the things and have your best possible you given the situations and focus on that. So what's important about this is to realize the consequences if we don't do that. That's the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm a big positive person,
right?
Realize the benefits if we do go that. So I like, we look at the pain and we look at the gain together. And that's a very powerful
And by the way, before we get to number nine, especially for salespeople, this last point, because being in sales is quite daunting, right? We know that it's going to take nine calls till you get, you know, till you get through and all that. And people instinctively, right, want to avoid the pain, but they don't realize, and especially in sales, you'll get the gain if you just plow through the pain. It's so true in every respect, but especially in the field of sales.
Yeah, and that's why sometimes you want to take through a customer and you could say, oh, it'll be so great. But actually, I believe in actually having a very straight and transparent conversation with the client. If left to your own devices, where is it likely to head?
Yeah.
You know, oh, we're just going to take care of it. Well, okay, how? What's going to be different? Whether you hire me or not, how are you going to approach that problem? What are the consequences if you don't take care of this? What's potentially the issue? Again, I often say to my clients, whether you hire me or not, I want to make sure that I'm guiding you through making the best decision possible. So we really need to be aware of the consequences. It reminds me, on our website, if they go all the way down to the lower right, there's an honest communication calculator, You can go in there and you can put in your issue and it's going to ask you a series of questions. And the result is going to show you how much time and how much money that issue is costing you in your life.
Wow.
I've had a lot of people use that calculator because it gives you hard time, the amount of exact time, and the amount of dollars it's impacting you in your life by having that issue with that person that you haven't resolved. The good news is there's all kinds of stuff on our website about how to get issues resolved.
Wow.
But go through that honest communication calculator. You can do it in an anonymous way. It's a fabulous tool that I've had so many people use.
Wow. And with the 3 minutes remaining, we're up to number nine.
Number nine. Appreciate. Appreciate.
So nice.
You know, it has been tough for a lot of people, and there has been challenges. And the question is, how good are we at appreciation? You know, I've never met anybody who's left a job because they are appreciated too much. Can't stand it. I got to leave. People say thank you to me too much. I got to get out of here. Just doesn't happen. And can you imagine sitting in divorce court and listening to, well, Your Honor, I want a divorce. Why? Because there's just too much love and appreciation in my life. My spouse loves me and appreciates me too much. I got to get out of the relationship. And you never hear of a kid growing up and saying, you know what? My parents were so awesome. They appreciated me. They loved me. My life started to get screwed up. It just doesn't happen. Now, again, I'm not talking about where everybody gets a trophy, but what I am saying is that we've got to take time to appreciate. You know, as you've heard me talk about in other shows, the biggest problem by far in life overall is not what we say, it's what we don't say.
Right.
It's not getting that unsaid said.
That's right.
In fact, if they forget everything out of we talk about, even bigger than this whole distinction, just remember the biggest problem isn't what we say to people and isn't what they say to us. It's what we don't say to each other. It's what we don't share the issues, but we also are so stingy with our appreciations. When was the last time you said to somebody, listen, I really appreciate you in my life because of X, Y, and Z? And some people might say, but I want to make sure it comes across sincere. So I'm going to give you my number one tip on appreciation.
Ready.
Just make sure it's specific. See, when people talk in generalities, that's where people are suspicious. You know, hey, well, thanks. You know, that was really great. Okay. But if you say, hey, I really appreciate how you handled that report last week, it's clear that you spent many hours. And as a result, we're going to get that customer. Or as a result, we've now got that issue resolved and people feel so much better to be able to move forward. And how about this? I got a really neat tip to give people. Get a card or just write somebody a note and just say, lessons I've learned by having you in my life.
So
when was
special.
The last time you appreciated your boss? When was the last time you appreciated your coworkers? I do sessions for many, many years. And what I have found is people are incredibly stingy, or they just don't even think about the value of appreciation. And I don't know if you've ever worked for somebody who always tells you why things aren't going well. It has you go downhill. But if they say, listen, there are challenges, we've got to improve this, but I believe in you. I know you're capable of doing this. I see how you handled that that meeting 3 weeks ago, and you did an excellent job. There's something about when people appreciate us that gives us a jolt of energy and a boost in our mood. And back to what I earlier said, you ever notice when you're smarter when you're in a good mood?
Yeah.
You know, when you're in a good mood, you're smarter. Well, one of the ways you can get people in a good mood is by doing nice things, saying nice things.
Yeah.
Just nobody ever says about, my gosh, I got to get out of here. There's too much appreciation. But we've all gotten out of situations because we felt like the person didn't appreciate us. Well, here's the beautiful thing. The ninth strategy, like all these strategies, are really free. You can do That's all right. of this That's now right. and have your best possible year possible now.
Amazing. By the way, Stephen, I send out over 600 personal handwritten notes by mail every year.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
That's excellent.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're out of time. I'm just going to say thank you because I have around 30 seconds left. Thank you, Stephen. You're always invited back. I can't wait to have you back again. And that wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. This will be up, of course, at mybradio.com, and it will be a permanent YouTube episode, and you'll be able to watch the whole thing, including Stephen's scribbles that he has behind him on that whiteboard. Well, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.